My friends, we are now on our way once again, walking with Jesus the Christ toward Jerusalem. And we follow Jesus on this way each year to learn what it means for us to be fully human. Jesus is this prototype of a life lived in all complexity and in all weakness. A life where human experience is the path of transformation. We are on this same way. And as followers of Jesus, we follow into complexity, a way that seemed to be the way of royalty, and yet it has led to a relinquishment of power. The complexity Jesus faces resonates with us deeply, with our lives, our relationships, and our death. Jesus faced a local struggle where the disciples were collecting their swords to arm themselves against the threat of betrayal. Oh, how I construct my defensive words against those who I perceive as a threat. It could be the most innocent of person, a neighbor who refuses to make space for my parked car, a friend who doesn't invite me to a function, and a family member who doesn't phone. Jesus was up against a religious struggle where the institutional rules no longer seemed to give life. Oh, how I find a growing separation between my inner spiritual life and the bureaucracy of the church. Jesus faced a national political tension where Herod, who was supposed to be looking after the Jewish nation, became friends with Pilate. Who can we vote for who supports and really cares for the human without a family, the one without a job, the one without a home? And so we follow a Jesus who encountered the complexity and yet prayed, "Abba, if you are willing, remove this cup from me, yet not my will, but yours be done." It is an act of weakness, of powerlessness, of giving up, of surrender. Jesus acknowledges his wish that on this occasion his suffering would be removed. And like any of us confronted by unwanted circumstances, he prays that it would go away. And then there is an inner move where Jesus tables his preferences. He defers his right to a good life. "Yet not as I will, but as you will." And as disagreeable as it is to his human nature, he surrenders. Jesus' prayer evolves, and it now seeks the grace to endure what cannot be changed. The way of Jesus puts us in a place where we see this mirror of ourselves and each other. And when we find ourselves in a corner and we've tried everything and hit our heads against the proverbial wall or the 2x4 or both, there comes a time to surrender and walk the way that bids to us. For me, it's saying yes to life in North Vancouver when my family lives on the other side of the world. For you, it might be the daunting next thing at work, or a family conversation that needs to happen so that things will change. It might be facing the consequences of aging or the progression of a disease. With each act of surrender to the life that is before us to live, we walk not alone, but in solidarity with each other, for we are the broken body of Christ. And together we pray for grace to endure what cannot be changed. Abba, Mother, Creator God, if you are willing, remove this cup from me, yet not my will, but yours be done. Amen.